Hi, I'm John Weeks, and this is The Nature of Things, a program about the world we live in, presented by FM 90 and the Rice Creek Field Station, a unit of the State University College at Oswego. It's spring, you know, it's in the air and nice sunny day. No time to stay inside, so I thought maybe you'd like to tour with me around the countryside and see some of the places that I enjoy most, just to view nature and to, well, you know, get some sense of spring coming in. Oh, well, let the car into gear and we take off across the countryside. Our destination is that place where Jewett Road and Highland meet, just outside of Skaney Atlas. All around us in the countryside is the evidence of spring now. Some of the farmers have begun to plow, and you know, that's always a joy to see, I think. And then the wheat fields from last year are just carpets of green. The green of life, that's a special green that really lifts my heart whenever I see it. And then there's still enough corn stubble left around us to attract the geese. And what we're after right now, really, at Skaney Atlas is waterfowl. Here we are at Skaney Atlas now, looking east from Highland, down on a 5 or maybe 10 acre wetland. There's always a little water there, and you can always see something in it without having to trespass on anybody's property. At present, we just picked the right day because there are about 200 pintails resting here. And the males with their white breasts and their long, slim neck and brown head are really handsome. They have gray back and sides and a black rump and a long, pointed tail. The female looks kind of like a slim, plain hen mallard. Pintails are graceful. And they carry on right now much posturing by the males, and it's a very graceful duck. From here, we have a choice. We could head west toward Montezuma and the Seneca River Flats, but I have reasons for heading north. Let's take Jordan Road, then swing over to Jack's Reef and follow the river. That way we'll have plenty of chances to see wildlife along the way. We could stop at any of the little sloughs and waterways we see, looking for rails and shorebirds. There are a few flocks of geese in the river now. I see a few slightly smaller birds showing a lot of white. Better stop and look at those. Ah, yes. A male common merganser, very dapper in their contrasting colors. Black back, white flanks and breast, green head and orange bill. You can see lots of them usually on Lake Ontario at this time of the year. What do you say we swing over to Beaver Lake and see what's going on there? Beaver Lake, you know, is just west of Baldwinsville, about 4 miles. And Van Road, which cuts across the south end, provides a great overlook, looking northward over the lake. There's not much action there right now, several thousand geese, but a trip here at sunup or sunset, that's the best time to come, and then you'll see thousands of geese in the air and some very interesting and pretty aerial maneuvers. At nightfall, when the geese come in by the thousands, sometimes 15 or 20,000, it's really quite a spectacular sight. Right now, there are a couple of diving ducks I can see right out from here. They're canvasbacks, red head, black on both ends, and quite light-colored in the middle. Looks white from in the distance. That's the males. And they're constantly diving. They can dive to great depths, but actually, since Beaver Lake is only about 13 feet deep, they don't have to dive far here, but there seem to be some plants that they're interested in there right now. We're heading north again now, picking our way over the back roads, or we could go along the river. Lots of water in the flats and a flock of green-winged teal in one. They fly like bullets. They don't show much marking, but it sure is something to watch them. The speed with which they go is really tremendous. And when they land and you get close to them, you can see that the males are really very beautiful. We sort of reached our destination, Cemetery Road overlooking Rice Creek. The feature now are really two beautiful ones. One of them is a series of wood ducks that we can see right now from these beautiful, handsome males and the females in attendance. There's three pairs of them right now across the pond a little ways from me. The view from the gallery window is really even more spectacular, and from there we can really, with our binoculars, get in very close, and we can see that the handsomeness of these birds. Another day it might be hooded mergansers, beautiful, dapper black and white birds with rusty flanks and a beautiful crest with a white pie-shaped crescent on it. But these wood ducks are, there's definitely a courtship circle there. The males are posturing and swimming around, and the females just kind of not paying much attention, but, you know, they know what it's all about. It's a good day. It's been a good trip. I hope you've enjoyed it. This is John Weeks saying that's all for this week. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.